In their decision, the city of Fort Collins exempted existing oil and gas operator Prospect Energy from the fracking ban, something it had hoped would ward off a lawsuit. But within hours of last night's 5-2 vote, the Colorado Oil and Gas Association signaled that the move didn't go far enough.
It puts a burden on that operator, and it puts a burden on future mineral owners.
Tisha Schuler is president and CEO of COGA. She says the Fort Collins fracking ban clearly goes against the state Supreme Court, which says fracking cannot be banned within city limits.
It's just something that's both illegal and unacceptable in the state of Colorado.
So far, legal threats from COGA haven't been hollow. The association sued the city of Longmont after voters there decided to ban fracking last November. The state also has said that it will sue any municipality that bans fracking. It has also filed suit against Longmont. And last week, Governor John Hickenlooper said the state would sue Fort Collins if it approved a ban.
I don't think this is the best direction to go.
Those lawsuits are something that Fort Collins Mayor Karen Wikenot was well aware of when she cast her yes vote. While she said the ordinance was less than ideal, she said that cities like Fort Collins need more local tools to regulate oil and gas development.
But I think it is the appropriate route to go in order to get to the ends of local regulation.
Dozens of Fort Collins residents lined up last night, giving 2 hours of public testimony that raised environmental and health concerns about fracking. But it was the subject of home rule that came up a lot in testimony and in city council comments. Colorado cities are limited by state law in how they can regulate oil and gas development. It's a situation council member Aslan Kotwitz called frustrating. But she said passing a ban wasn't the right course of action.
It's the millions of dollars it may cost. It's all the other issues that are coming. And on the other side of it, it's nothing will have changed.
The governor's office said Tuesday it's currently reviewing legal options with the ban. But a statement from the governor's office didn't mince words. It said, quote, the governor wants to be honest with local communities about the state's legal obligations, adding that, quote, bans like the one passed in Fort Collins violate state law. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.